Once again, this is an ECM cover that caught my eye, but it's different from the usual ECM covers. ECM is not known for putting pictures of their artists on the cover, front cover or back cover. But here's Terje Rypdal sitting in the back of a van, looking out with a guitar, holding a guitar, and they are obviously on the road. There's a bunch of gear in the van. They're either loading in, loading out, and it even looks like there's a can of gas down there on the pavement. So I picked it up and I thought, road dog. This guy is a road dog. There he is. They're traveling somewhere, or they got somewhere, they're loading out, or they're loading in, and somebody said, let's get a picture of you in the back of the van. And by that time, I'd spent a lot of time in vans. Yeah. I knew what it was like. You live in the van, you smoke in the van, you eat in the van, and if you're lucky, you sleep in the van. If you're lucky. It was one time we had a long trip after a gig in Salt Lake City, a long drive to Portland, Oregon. I was driving. Mark, Bob, and Cody were asleep in the back of the truck, or trying to sleep. Cody had set up sleeping bags on the only available space, which was the flat surface of the soundboard case. And after an hour or so, Mark came up to the front of the cab and sat with me and said he couldn't sleep. And I said, why not? He said he realized that, he looked up and realized that if I hit the brakes, the whole half of the PA, the mid bins, would come over and fall on him and probably kill him. I said, not conducive to sleep. He said, definitely not. And then after a long silence, he said, I wonder if Keith Jarrett and Jack DeJohnette ever curled up like mice in sleeping bags and tried to sleep on a soundboard. I said, yeah, probably not. And then Mark said, after a long silence, this is driving, but I bet they've seen and done weirder things. We agreed on that. So the cut here that really knocked me out was, I remember this from the vinyl. It was first cut on one side over Birkerot. I think that was it. These guys are really digging in. You can really feel him digging into the strings, the Strat, if that's what he's playing, and the pick. They're playing hard, and musicians like to hear that.